In the face of growing international criticism for its lack of environmental transparency, Amazon is attempting to keep its greenhouse gas emissions a secret in Australia. Under federal law, companies that emit greenhouse gases over a certain level have to share that data with the Clean Energy Regulator. But new documents show the technology giant has applied to the regulator to have details of its emissions and energy usage withheld from publication in Australia, saying it would reveal a, quote, trade secret. Our technology reporter Ariel Bogle has this exclusive story.
Earlier this year, almost 8,000 Amazon employees signed an open letter calling on Amazon boss Jeff Bezos and the company's board to adopt a shareholder resolution and release a company-wide climate plan.
My name is Kat Dellinger. I am a principal UX program manager at Amazon, and I am a member of the Amazon Employees for Climate Justice.
The resolution failed, but it's part of a growing chorus of criticism focused on the technology giant's environmental record, and in particular, its lack of transparency about its pollution footprint. And it's a movement being led, in part, by Amazon's own employees, like Kat Dellinger.
Our goal is to work with Amazon to increase the level of commitment and transparency around the work we're doing, the work we can do around climate justice, essentially trying to push us to be the leaders in this space that we know we can be. We've got the scale and we've got the resources.
It's a global concern. In Australia, Amazon has applied to the Clean Energy Regulator to keep its emissions and energy usage data for the 2017-18 financial year a secret. It claims that to share this information would reveal a trade secret relating to reduction of energy usage and its data centre operations, according to documents obtained under Freedom of Information laws. That's despite more than 400 other corporations making their emissions data public through the environmental body in 2017-18.
There may well be a competitive advantage story there.
Dr. Jared Cole, who researches advanced computing at RMIT University, says data center companies may seek competitive advantage over one another by looking at the amount of electricity being used or the number of clients an operation has. In its application to the Clean Energy Regulator, Amazon says the trade secret is a corporate initiative rather than a technology. The specific details are redacted. Jared Cole says data centres are big consumers of energy.
Quite a bit of that is in cooling, because of course there's a lot of computer power there, so they get very hot. But also a lot of it is just the power required to get the computers to run.
Under the rules, companies were required to report to the Clean Energy Regulator if their emissions reached 50 kilotons of greenhouse gases, along with other energy production and consumption thresholds. Energy and mining companies were among the highest emitters in that year, but other major data service providers in Australia, like IBM, also had their emissions data published. Jared Cole again.
Certainly where the electricity comes from, as with almost everything, becomes the key issue around emissions. So there are some data centres in the world, particularly places like Iceland, where the power all comes from geothermal. And that's a very good way of generating electricity. Of course, in Australia, almost all of our electricity comes from coal.
The Clean Energy Regulator declined an interview, but says it is still considering Amazon's application, which was submitted in October 2018. Critics say Amazon's lack of transparency is part of a global pattern. Jeremy Burke is a trustee of the Carbon Disclosure Project, or CDP, a worldwide database for environmental disclosure, which requests companies share their environmental impact on behalf of investors.
What we're trying to do is make environmental reporting mainstream. We want to make sure that there's a consistent way that companies and cities can report, and that now allows investors and stakeholders to do the analysis we need to have done to hold organisations to account.
Jeremy Burke says Amazon is failing to share its environmental footprint with prominent investors. Its major competitors, such as Google and Microsoft, do disclose to the Carbon Disclosure Project.
CDP has always looked to engage with the big players across the world. We've been sending annual investor requests to Amazon since 2004, and now we're coming up to 15 years of them declining or ignoring those requests. So regrettably, Amazon's really failing to deliver on emissions reporting. And regrettably, again, for Amazon, that puts them alongside groups like ExxonMobil, BP, Chevron, Volvo.
Mr. Burke said cloud services and data centres are known to be high consumers of energy, which makes the need for Amazon to share its energy consumption and emissions data even more pressing. He questions Amazon's use of trade secrets to avoid sharing its Australian emissions data.
We actually think that global leadership in the corporate sector comes from disclosure. So Amazon make those claims, but the reality is that within both the telecommunications and data center businesses globally, we're seeing more and more organizations setting science-based targets and playing a leadership role. The time for rhetoric and noise has really passed.
Amazon has said it plans to share its carbon footprint later this year. It also claims its cloud provider, Amazon Web Services, exceeded 50% renewable energy for 2018. The company declined to be interviewed for this story. Amazon Employees for Climate Justice member Kat Dellinger says she understands the need for business secrecy, but suggests that must be balanced with demand for strong climate action.
You know, working at Amazon, I've worked on a number of projects where we, you know, maintain a veil of secrecy around that project because it's important and necessary for the business. When it comes to climate change, I think, you know, we have to decide what kind of company we want to be.
That's Kat Dellinger ending that report from Ariel Bogle, and ABC Environment reporter Nick Kilvert also contributed to that story.